Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yay! Okay, the weather's nice. I mean, it's nice. It's just warm. So it's going to be a little warm. Everybody get ready for that. You can handle it. You can do it. You know, it's so funny. It's here in California, if it gets to be 5 or 10 degrees hotter, you know, that we're all like,
it's baking.
It's like big news. Or if the rain, you know, the rain's coming out and people stop and get out of the cars and they look up and they go, what is it? You know, because they just don't understand, you know. Sometimes we're a little spoiled. It is possible for us to be spoiled. I do believe that that is the case. Okay. A couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story, but it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hands. You can't see it. But there are 4 monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really, drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope, federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave. I got nothing to
say. There's no comment that anybody can make. Well, that's perfectly logical. Well, the philosopher? It's like, come on. It's like, you got to be kidding.
These studies aren't very appealing. That's what I got.
That's not even good. Because it's 3.2 million. It's one thing if they took a monkey and they said, look, here's a 6-pack of Bud. Drink this. Then we want to watch what you do.
They're not even doing that.
They pull out the little iPhone and they just film them.
What type of foreign beers are they getting?
Well, I'm telling you, first of all, there's no indication that it's beer. So I'm thinking maybe they're doing that really limited Silver Patron chilled stuff that's like $96 a shot or something. And it's just like, you're giving this to monkeys because you want to see what? You're not going to take one of these monkeys and put him in a car, are you? I mean, we already know.
Would they take him out for a night on the town?
I don't know. See, here's the problem. The problem of what I'm worried about or concerned about is that I might be going to the store. I might go to Walmart or somewhere like that. And there could be a small gang of monkeys and they could be coming out of their last session. And maybe they're all like a little hungover and it's like, you know, that could be.
You don't want to mess with an angry monkey.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. And I think what we can establish without really spending $3.2 million, and I'm going to go out on a limb and do this, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. If I take my dog Levi and I have him drink an entire bottle of scotch, he will act like a dog that's drunk. Okay.
Yeah, I think those are really safe estimates, Dave.
I'm going to go with, I'm not concerned that would cost me $3.2 million to establish that would affect the animal.
Are you crazy? Or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Ms. Blue.
This is one of those stories that has to take us to that same place, like the park bench on the moon kind of thing. Like a park bench on the moon, Captain Crunch isn't actually a captain. And now drunk monkeys, you know? I mean, this is reminding me of, you know, that, I don't know if you ever saw the, Well, there was a movie and David Letterman was in it. And he said, you want to buy a monkey? I mean, there was this big line. He had one line in the movie. And my point, and I don't like him, but it was a funny line. The point is $3.2 million to study drunk monkeys. Now, I will tell you this. You've got to admit this. To be in the room writing the report with somebody else.
Oh,
watching
gold.
The monkeys, right? Watching the monkeys get drunk. You have to think that had... That there has to be some humor there.
I would love to be the fly on the wall.
I mean, there has to be something, you know, like, you know, look, he's going to swing. No, he's fallen. Wait, he's bouncing off his head. Nope, he's, oh, I don't think that was good. I mean, it would never stop. It would never stop. And then there's got to be the one monkey that drinks and just, like, crashes.
Do you remember on The Big Bang Theory they have, I think it was Sheldon's girlfriend, but
yeah.
She was studying monkeys that were addicted to nicotine.
Yep, I remember that. It's just, I'm just trying to grasp if there's just no money and they want to take more money, what do they want to do with the more money? It's like I'm starting to think that they make things up to spend things on in order to keep the money coming because they know if they don't keep a certain amount of money coming, then less comes in and so there could be like a... You know, in the thinking of a government, what they're thinking is we have to get $100 million because if we get $90 million, we'll never get that $10 million back. So we have to keep spending it on stuff. What should we spend it on? And you know, there's a guy in the back of the thing leaning his chair against the wall. He's got the pencil in his mouth and he goes, what about drunk monkeys? Somebody goes, hey, that's a great idea.
And we wonder why the deficit continues to go up.
I cannot believe that animal activists, where are they now?
This is where the animal activists need to stand up.
Where are they now? And especially if they're getting some kind of house alcohol versus a premium, where are they now?
No, they're waiting for the next SeaWorld ad. They're taking their priorities seriously.
$3.2 million to study what a monkey's going to do once he's had one too many. I don't know, be drunk? Drunk monkeys. Come, Lord Jesus, please come, please, please come. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego.
You could learn.
When we come back, no more drunk monkeys.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If you're looking for a great value, look no further than your Honda dealers of San Diego County. The 2014 Accords are selling down fast, so don't miss the best prices of the season. Find your nearest dealer at sthondadealers.com.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world about the love of Jesus Christ. But we also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ, will keep you informed on anything happening you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ, and Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8, or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
You like being a homeowner. Will you stay a homeowner? Ignore your termite problem and eventually there might not be much home left. Yes, I said your termite problem. It's a fact. The typical home in California has termites, so you can pretty much bet you have termites. And if you're not battling your termites, then you may already have lost vital support beams in your home. Do nothing and it will cost you lots and lots of money. It's termite swarming season and billions of little bugs are looking for places to live and eat. Fight them off with All Pest Pros. No business.
big ugly tent, no hotel rooms, no hassle. All Pest Pros will find your termites, kill them, and keep them out with a long-term barrier of protection. Continue the battle with a treatment insurance plan so California's termites won't become your termites. Win the battle for your home. Call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation termite inspection, and if you need it, save $250 on your treatment. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Since 1899, Azusa Pacific University has prepared men and women for effective, practical ministry. Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a vibrant community that strengthens the intellectual foundation of faith, explores the eternal significance of the human experience, and shapes you at every level. Committed to the centrality of Jesus Christ and the authority of Scripture, Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a doctorate of ministry, as well as master's degrees in divinity, youth ministry, pastoral studies, theological studies, and transformational urban leadership. Earn a seminary degree that goes beyond information and toward transformation. Visit apu.edu/San Diego to learn how you can focus your degree on missional church leadership or spiritual formation. These programs are offered close to home at Azusa Pacific San Diego Center, centrally located on Mission Center Road in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego for more information or to apply. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference maker since 1899.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Funniest jokes from everyone we meet.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. And people say we're monkeying around. But we're too busy
singing. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. What a great song to come back to. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, you're probably sitting there thinking, what are you guys? Have you lost your mind? Yeah.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. And people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
All right, so now here's something that's going to blow your mind. Now, wait, don't forget that song, and I'll tell you why. Because we're into history. We just did the story on drunk monkeys, which I'm going to go out on a limb. Not too many Christian radio talk show hosts were doing drunk monkey stories.
You know, we talk about this on occasion, Dave. That's got to be in our top 10.
That is really it. That's way up there. But it ironically, now watch this. Ironically, because we were just talking about that, I've got the history right here. See it in my hand. Look. That proves that it's in my hand. Going through the history, this will surprise you maybe a little bit, but on this day in 1966, Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees and We Don't Monkey Around, the theme song, kicked off the weekly series on this day in 1966. How about that? See, drunk monkeys and then Hey, We're the Monkees. But now watch this. There's some information you might not know. 400 aspiring actors auditioned for the monkey position. I didn't know that.
Oh, there was... hey, hey,
okay, I think that's enough of that. All right. But do you know what Davy Jones, do you know what his profession used to be before he auditioned?
I'll take a stab. I have no idea. A teacher.
He was an English horse racing jockey.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird? That's unbelievable. So it was him. It was Michael Nesmith, Peter Tork, and Mickey Dolan. Dolans. Anyway, it was the American answer to the Beatles. That's pretty funny, since on that exact same day, in that exact same way, the Beatles received a gold record for Yellow Submarine. So it's like, wow, that was weird. Also, music-wise, this is a big day for music, because in 1970, James Taylor's first single, Fire and Rain, well, I've seen fire and I've seen rain, that was released also as well. Bet you didn't know this. What big event happened to Arnold on this day in 1983? So you're talking about 21 years ago, right? 31 years ago.
He must have won some weightlifting championship in these things.
No, this Arnold Albiback Schwarzenegger became a U.S. citizen on this day.
In California.
1983, I guess. I don't know. Here's the important thing, though, right here in my hand. One, today is also known this day as a day of encouragement. So you want to say something encouraging to somebody?
Nice job, Dave.
That's good. That's good. You know, you don't want to say something insulting like this. Like, look at somebody says you're fat. And you go, well, you're ugly and I can diet. You don't want to say stuff like that. So I'm just saying, you know, day of encouragement. And then additionally, this is the good news. And then this brings us into your story. Today is chocolate milkshake day. So if you go to the fast food place, this would be the day that you go, yeah, chocolate milkshake. I'll take a chocolate milkshake, please. Right? This would be the day. So in lieu of that, Robo Producer was telling me about an experience that he came across because we had talked about various potato chip endeavors into new flavors. And then you came across something that was not on our original four list, didn't you?
Was not on the original four list. They got the mango salsa, the wasabi one, which I really like, cappuccino one I have not tried, and then the mac and cheese. I gave my kids a few dollars to get chips at the store, and I actually came home last night, and I just want a little snack. So I go into the cabinet, pull out some chips, and I see Lay's cheesy garlic bread, and this is also one of the award-winning flavors. And I have to tell you, Dave, it was good. Didn't have quite enough cheese, so what did I do? I sliced some more cheese, and I ate it with the chips, and it was just marvelous. It's like eating real garlic bread.
All right, so just so everybody can catch the story of what's going on here, Robo Producer, he bought some potato chips, which were potato chips that were, what kind were they? Cheesy garlic bread. He comes home. It's not enough that he's eating the potato chips, so he breaks out some more cheese.
Some sharp cheddar cheese, put that right on there, and it was heaven.
Wow. I got to say, that is pretty good. That's a pretty good one. Okay, what's our time frame? I don't know what we're doing. I don't even know what planet I'm on.
Time for a short joke or a short epiphany or something, and then we got to go.
Okay, how short? 1 minute or two?
You got about a minute and a half.
Okay, we'll do this one real quick. Okay, Psalm 40, verse 8. From that stuff to the word. Of course, that's what we do all the time. Psalm 40, verse 8 says this. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. Here's a great thing that David said. I love doing your will, God. The question is why? Why did David delight? Why does he delight to do the will of God? Why does he delight? You want to know why? Because the law was within his heart. The word of God was in him. In other words, you got to get the word in you. Buy the truth and sell it not. You got to get the word in you. If the word is in you, you remember? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That bread of life, so to speak, the way that Jesus described the word and the law and the truth, all of that nurturing inside you, it makes you want to do the will of God, to love to do the will of God. It makes it easier to walk upright. That's cool stuff. I love stuff like that. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we will be back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Heat, unrelenting heat. If you were a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
For your love. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Having a great show today. We're having fun today, huh? It just flies by. I mean, it's just the one thing I love about this is just like boom, boom, boom. So we're going to do a little bit more teaching. I think that will be very cool. I got some other really cool stories that I want to share with you, but I'd like to talk to you about this one teaching that this one DDD that I think is really kind of interesting, but challenging. See, they're challenging for me. Maybe for the people that listen, you're thinking, oh, well, that's no biggie. That's no biggie. And it might not be. But for me, sometimes I read these things and I think about these things and meditate on them and kind of really consider them and think, wow. Because especially the ones that challenge you to walk more like Jesus, or do better, to walk more faithfully, they're what I need. They're what you need. They're what we need to draw in closer to the Lord. They're what we need to just the truth, just allowing the word to soak into our hearts and into our minds. I mean, listen, there's a reason the devil doesn't want you to read the Bible. There's a reason for that. There's a reason he doesn't want you to be immersed in stuff like that. Now, I know you don't, it's 24/7, that's tough, but there's a reason he wants to keep you away from spending devotional time with the Lord. There's a reason for that. And look at how Jesus's ministry was. Just consider the life of Christ for a second. Look how he was close and connected with the Father, illustrating to us the only way to really do it. And the only way to really do it was to stay in right relationship, consistent relationship with the Father. And he demonstrates that to us. And as a human being, remember, Jesus was human. He's showing us, hey, you can do this. You can hang out with the Father all the time. You know, I was sharing with somebody earlier today, we were talking about something, and I said, you know, Jesus was very selective in the things that he did. He healed everybody that came to him, but, you know, he didn't just go everywhere he went. He didn't go into the hospitals that they had hospitals back then. Not like we do, but they had sections and areas. He didn't go into those sections just heal everybody. He did what the Father told him to do. He said what the Father told him to say. He was so connected to the Father. His decisions was a partnership to show us the value of the partnership. Now, I want to set that up by bringing this in as well. Jeremiah chapter 34, verse 15 and 16. I don't know. You got to script this. I think you could skip this. Jeremiah chapter 34, verse 15 through 16 says this. And this is Jeremiah talking to the people. Although recently you had turned and done what is right in my sight, each man proclaiming release to his neighbor, and you had made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name, yet you turned and profaned my name, and each man took back his male servant and each man his female servant whom you had set free according to their desire, and you brought them into subjection to be your male and female servants. Now you think, oh my gosh, that's a whole bunch of, what did you say? This is the only thing I even want to say out of that. The Lord, through Jeremiah, was saying, you know, you guys, you kind of were on the right track, and you were doing good. You know, you turned and done what is right in my sight. You kind of did it right, and then you took it back. And that's something that we do as Christians. We do all too often. What am I talking about? Have you ever gone to a church service and then sometimes they'll have a cross up at the front of the stage, or sometimes they'll have different things, and they'll have you write down maybe your burdens or your struggles or your sins or your besetting sin, and you write it on a piece of paper and you put it on there, or you put it on the cross, and you know, seeking forgiveness, seeking deliverance, seeking some sense of redemption and freedom from the struggle. And then you turn around and you go back to your seat. But there's a handful of Christians who, when they turn around and go back to their seat, reach their hand back and pull it right back off that cross. They take it back. And we've got to be careful not, when we bring something to the Lord, when we bring a sin, when we bring a struggle, when we bring a frustration, when we bring a part of us that we know needs to have the cross applied to it, and we lay it there at the altar, we need to leave it there and not take it back. When we have behavior that the Lord has delivered us from and we've moved into a better place, we need to stay in that better place and not take it back. Listen to what he says. Yet you turned and profaned my name, and each man took back. It's almost as though they made this right gesture before the Lord. In fact, I think this is exactly what it is. They made this right gesture before the Lord. They did this right thing, and then God was like going, good job. And then they undid it, took it back, went the other direction. So if the first thing pleased the Lord and doing the odd, then they do the opposite, that opposite is not going to please the Lord. And one of the things that we need to be careful of as Christians is taking it back. When you bring it before the Lord and you lay it before the Lord and you offer it to the Lord, you don't take it back. It's the Lord's. You leave it there. You let it go. Don't take it back. And oh, by the way, you do have the power to take it back or not to take it back, just so you can know. Because you have all the power you need because of him who lives inside of you. But the encouragement in this passage is for us to be aware not to take things back that we should leave at the altar. Let's leave them there. Let's leave them at the cross. Let's leave them where they should be. That will be pleasing to the Lord, okay? All right. Does that make sense? I think it makes a little sense. I think you can walk with me on that. All right. We're going to break out here just a few minutes early so we can try and catch up on some things. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I got some pretty cool DDDs and a fascinating story about a dog and a diamond.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Point Sheraton in Kearney Mesa. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other local pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. RSVP at kprz.com. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrive and Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
Celebrities and models all over the world are tossing their old razors and expensive waxing and laser treatments and switching to NoNoPro. No-No-Pro provides weeks of long-lasting professional hair removal for smooth skin all over. This revolutionary device is the best way to remove unwanted hair painlessly. That means no nicks, cuts, or razor burn. No pain. Whether it's your legs, arms, bikini line, face, wherever, you will love how easy this is to use and the results you get. Ditch the razors and appointment-only treatments and make the switch to No-No-Pro. You'll be thrilled. Best of all, No-No-Pro comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Plus, when you order, No-No is giving you a $50 gift card to a dermatologist-recommended and award-winning skincare line and a free travel case. This offer is only available online. Go to startnono.com. That's startnono.com. S-T-A-R-T-NONO.com. Startnono.com.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425, and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Got a couple of different things we want to cover. I got to tell you right now, the Facebook post that we're going to be doing is marvelous. And I mean, it's really, I'm really happy to do it. I thought it was a good Facebook post. We're going to be talking about that. Plus, I got a DDD, plus I got a few other things I do want to mention. And this is something I think we need to be as Christians aware of, and I don't want to bum you out, so try not to get bummed out. And it really, right now, only applies to people who are into Twitter, but soon it will expand into other things. The federal government is creating a database to track what they define as hate speech on Twitter. Federal government spending nearly $1 million to create an online database that will track misinformation, number one, and hate speech, number two. So there's two interesting elements in this. First of all, misinformation is any information that's going to be contrary to what the federal government says is so. And then hate speech is going to be anything that's defined as something that's not politically correct. So those that are Bible believers should be aware that if you are a Bible believer, if you believe the Genesis 1-1 through Revelation 22-21, and you believe everything in that book, and you read that book, and you embrace what that truth is, and you share that truth in some format, just like I do here, then it's going to get labeled by a group as being less acceptable. And you can just count on that. One thing that Christians should stop doing is going, well, we're going to get raptured, so we'll never have to deal with it. We're dealing with it. Okay. I hope we get raptured in 2 seconds. Bye. I'll be at the front of the line. I'm there. But until the Lord calls, until we're pulled, until any of that stuff happens, deal with the fact that we got to deal with it.
It's unfortunate too, because there's a number of, I like Twitter. I always have. It's a little bit different than Facebook, but there's a couple of different Twitter pages that I follow, and they're specifically designed for Bible verses and whatnot. It's going to shut those things down.
Oh, there's no chance that they'll let Bible speech go. This is one of the, I've been kind of been shouting this from the rooftops, but about 25 years now, we've been talking about, and I've been talking to people about the fact that the goal of the devil is to eliminate the word of God. Just eliminate the communication of the word of God. So if you make it hate speech, bingo. That's why political correctness is so sneaky. It's a false sense of righteousness that has nothing but confusion in it. Guess who's the author behind confusion? And there's no way. If you look at it, society is fractioning everywhere in every element. It's just the most bizarre thing. And then some dude's going to come along, some man of lawlessness is going to come along and figure out a way to take all those fractions everywhere, and he's gonna unite the planet, but it'll be contrary to God and contrary to Scripture. I mean, it's like, this, how do you not see this happening?
And for those of you that think that's Barack Obama, just look what he's doing with this country. That's not possible.
Yeah. His designation he doesn't rise to that level. I mean, that's just not realistic. Now, could you say he's created a weakness in this country? I could. I'd say that. I think there's less pride in the good sense than there used to be. I don't think that's great. So, but be aware of it. You need to be aware as Christians. Okay, that's a good thing. All right, now on to some other things, because you want to make sure you still get truth, and you want to get your brain in the right place and so on and so forth. So let me do this brief DDD, then I'll tell you a story about something that happened in Arkansas, and then I'll tell you about a dog and a diamond. Okay, so we'll do like three in a row, right? Bam, bam, bam. All right, so here's the DDD. They're all good short ones today. Psalm 42:5. Listen to this. This is really encouraging. This is what the psalmist wrote. This is what David wrote. Why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. Now, here's what David's saying. Ready? He's saying, hey, Dave, how are you? Well, my soul is bumming out. It's disturbed. Wow, that's a drag. Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? You should hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. Why are we in despair? There's many reasons why our soul maybe is disturbed within us. But here's the response Scripture gives us. Hey, hope in God. And by the way, the Hebrew word for hope, just in case you don't know this is really cool. The Hebrew word for hope has the word expect at the core of it, which is so cool, which means that when the Scripture in the Old Testament is talking about hope, there's an expectation of God's intervention. And that's what hope is, that God's going to step in. And that's what the psalmist is saying. Hey, are you in despair, oh my soul? Well, hope in God. Now, a lot of people understand that and believe that faith is the for now, and the hope, that hope is for tomorrow, which is cool. I mean, if you like that, that's cool. I got no problems with that. Here's the bottom line. Why are you in despair? Why are you down? Why are you bummed? Why are you troubled? Put your hope in God. He's going to come through. Expect him to intervene. He's going to do it. And you're thinking, but these things trouble me. Yeah, they trouble me too. No, I don't understand them all. No, I don't get it. But I can hope in God because he has my best interests at heart. And so in that, I can be like, totally cool. All right, I like it. Cool. Right? That's a cheery one, right? A little cheerier? Yeah, you bet. All right, now I want to tell you about this story that took place in Arkansas. I'm trying to figure this out, and I don't quite understand it, so you might have to help me. I guess at somewhere there was in Arkansas, an Independence County Sheriff's Office said that there were two king-size Hershey bars that were sent to an Access Arkansas call center. Okay. But they didn't know what it was. Now, this is a little disturbing, so just hold on. Because apparently the person who sent the two candy bars maybe didn't think of the temperature or whatever, and the candy bars weren't in the wrapper, and they melted. So they have two melted candy bars, and they didn't know what to do. So you know what they did? They evacuated the building. Wait, hold on. So you got two Hershey bars. They melt, right? I got to go with, I'm not thinking this is a heavy duty kind of poison that's taking it. You know what I'm saying? But they evacuate the building.
With or without Rice Krispies in the middle. Is it a crackle bar or not?
They don't go there.
I have nothing then.
Okay, me neither. Here's a very funny story about a dog. There's this couple that got married, and they were married trying to think of where they were married. Oh, they were married somewhere in the United States. Okay, pick a city. It doesn't matter.
Cleveland.
Okay, sure. Cleveland has a beach. Anyway.
Anyways. Nice.
Their dog, this couple that got married. So, and this couple got married 5 years ago, and the wife, Lois, she lost her wedding ring. Okay? They got married 5 years ago. All right? Turns out the dog that the couple had ate the wedding ring and kept it in his system for 5 years. The wedding ring came out, get this, when they were at a beach, right, where he first proposed to her, right? They were back at that beach, and the dog upped the ring, upped and outed the ring that she thought she had lost. And it was missing for all those years. The dog had it. So he's known to the family as the food burglar. I think they need to take that up a notch. That is not simply a dog that is a food burglar. Any dog that can swipe a ring and keep it for 5 years and then get rid of it. Let's be honest. He was looking to fence it. He just couldn't get rid of it. He just couldn't do it. He couldn't find a buyer. It wasn't happening fast enough. Okay. All right, folks, what we're going to do, we're going to break out early because of this Facebook post that I want to do. I'm excited to do it. So we're going to take a short break here, come back, have a little longer session at the end. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Coming right back. Crying shame, you're playing with your food to send some kind of game.
Now if you start to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
SDG&E has assistance programs to make your home more comfortable. You could qualify for free energy upgrades plus a discount of at least 20% off your monthly bill. To learn more, connect at sdge.com/assistance.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Casting Crowns Thrive Tour 2014 with special guest 2014 Grammy Award winner Mandisa. And the Dove Award winning band Sidewalk Prophets. I want to live like Don't miss an evening with Grammy Award-winning group Casting Crowns as you become inspired to dig deeper into your faith and reach out in love through the stories and songs from their new album, along with your favorite Casting Crowns hits. Join Casting Crowns with special guests Mandisa and Sidewalk Prophets on the Thrive Tour.
Coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Irvine, September 20th. For tickets and details, transparentproductions.com. We were made to thrive.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Excited to share with you the Facebook post for today because I think it has a lot of power in it, and I think it's something you can take into the weekend and utilize in such a way as to not just have a better weekend, but have a better life. How about that? Now, do we have some new Facebook music we want to go with? What do you got? I love it. That's really good. I like it. Let's go with that for a while. I enjoy that very much. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Facebook post of the day for the weekend. But I actually have to do the post, the words first, and then the scripture, because I did it in reverse this time. Wow, I know. I mean, anything can happen on this show. Here's the first question, and actually you can script this. This is actually a good thing to ask and answer. Do you know what you can do about yesterday? That's the question. Do you know what you can do about yesterday? Here's the answer. Nothing. Okay? What is that? I wasn't looking for rocket science here, folks. What I was looking for was an understanding about what you can do about yesterday. You know what you can do about yesterday? Nothing. I don't care if you go to therapy for 15,000 trillion years. You know what can you do about yesterday? Nothing. You can't do anything about it. It's over. Sorry. Done. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19 says this. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Oh, what a passage. So here's the first thing to catch. You know what you can do about yesterday? Nothing. And then you go to Isaiah 43:19, and you understand. It says, see, I'm doing a new thing. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, God says, behold, I make all things new. God is doing new things. Looking backwards, walking forward just doesn't work. But listen to what he says, one thing he's going to do. Now, this is cool. I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. A wasteland is an area that has no water. None. There's no hope for growth. There's no hope for life. There's no hope for vegetation. There's no hope for sustainability. Now watch this. But the Lord says, yeah, I'm going to drop a stream right in the middle of that wasteland. That's how good I am. I'm going to make a way in the desert where you're going to go, what? The Lord is getting me through. It's miraculous. It's wonderful. It's a new thing. You can't do anything about yesterday. Yesterday is just, it's a great song for some people. It's, yesterday. I mean, y'all, that's great. But that's that. You're done. Today, here you are. You can't do anything really about tomorrow because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You can just know who's going to bring tomorrow. But here we are right now. And God is doing new things in people's lives. And one of the things he promises to do is bring streams into the wasteland. Now, you just have to think about that. Get that thought. Get that picture in your heart. He's going to make it so that where there can be no life and sustainability, there will be life and sustainability. And you want to know why he's going to do it? Because he loves us. And you think, well, but can I use that for me? You know what? Don't use it for you. Go around and be miserable. Maybe that's what you want to do. Or hope that God is going to do it. Believe that God is going to do it. Trust that God is going to do it. A wasteland is a place that nothing develops out of. Nothing grows. But God says he's going to bring a stream and bring it into the wasteland and change it. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And what you and I consider to be useless and non-usable, maybe non-productive, God can take and make it bountiful and fruitful and wonderful. And, you know, you go through a lot of, you know, ups and downs as we go through the journey. And there's, some high points and low points. That's part of it. But you know what you can't do? You can't quit hoping. You can't stop hoping. Go back to that thought we were talking about two segments ago when we were talking about Psalm 42, verse 5, where David said, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? Hope in God." And he's saying that to himself. You catch that, right? He's saying to his own soul, why are you down? Hope in God. There is tomorrow and there is God and there is good things coming. That wasteland can become the greatest oasis of life you've ever encountered. You think you've seen it all? Apparently you haven't spent enough time with God. God will show you things you have not known. He will do things you have not seen. He is that big. He is that powerful. He is that loving. Here's the key, folks. He is that awesome. Don't lose that. Take that with you, not just into the weekend, but into the rest of your life. Okay? All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, taking a 70-hour break. And then we're coming back to do it all again. We'll talk at you Monday.
Here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I